I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, yo, yo. Oh, shit. I ain't even checked the what's name. But, oh, hope everybody's having a dope Sunday. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. Excuse my voice. I'm a little hoarse, man. I was out celebrating my brother's birthday. It's your boy Handsome Lie in the building. The team is here. Everybody, introduce yourself. Let's go.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. Black Success, Coney Island Zone, the smooth one, the fly one, big truck in your guts. You know what I mean? This Friday, my birthday bash. Make sure you there. Take a link in the bio.
No, it's Auntie Tanya. Auntie with the T, I'm here, guys.
And today we have a special guest in the building. Please, please, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Onishka from El Jefe Modern Mexican Grill, 1483 Fulton Street. Come see me. 214 Parkside, El Jefe Park. We'll be here soon.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a good
So basically, you got two of them things.
Two.
Two of them things, okay.
That is a dope one. Welcome to the show.
Thank
and congrats
you
on your second
me.
Store. Congrats on your first
Thank
store.
You.
Definitely, definitely.
But if you don't know, we're here to talk shit.
Let's go.
Talk about everything. Don't be light skinned over there, all right? Tanya, let's
At least
go.
It's not discrimination because a light skinned person is still a light skinned person.
Yeah, that's true.
On T with the T.
Whatever. We're going to get it right by
and
season
juice.
Three. Let's go, man. Let us know what you got. What happened? What's been buzzing
Yo,
this
what's
week?
Up? A lot of shit happened this week. So R. Kelly made bail. But the person who paid his bond was not from his team. It was a random-ass woman. A random-ass woman paid $100,000 for him. And it's just, of course, it's ironic that in light of what he is being charged for, that a woman would... I'm not saying a woman shouldn't back him, but it's just ironic that it's a woman that paid his bill.
Who only supports R. Kelly, really?
Women.
Like Sorry. I said, they always say black men don't care about women and all that, but it's the women. If he's on video for touching these girls, raping these girls, but his women still at his concert pulling at his leg.
A chick said, "You know what?
Make me a slave.
TP2 cannot be locked up. Get this motherfucker out of here."
Son, that shit was
she got him out.
Crazy.
But the woman that bailed him out, she owns a daycare center too,
bruh.
There ain't no random woman with $100K. Just walking around, but it's the owner of a few businesses. One of her businesses, daycare center.
Well, maybe she just wants a promotion. Like, people do anything this day for a clickbait and just to go viral, just so their name can get stirred up. So maybe she thought it was a $100,000 investment. She's gonna get it back at some point.
She got a picture with him, so.
She got a picture with him. Maybe there's a method to her madness.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not here to judge. You never know what it was.
Maybe he just was investing privately.
Sure.
In her?
His money into stuff. Like a lot of people invest money.
I could see him invest into a daycare
people.
Center.
Son.
Yes.
Son.
I mean, shit.
I don't. That's a sensitive subject.
Yeah.
It's,
that's what we talk about,
yeah.
Sensitive shit.
Oh. Everything is a goal here. Jesse Smollett.
He's an asshole.
Whoa. Okay, good. So see why you asshole though.
Jesse Smollett, we know he's in custody and whatnot, but more details are now surfacing around this case. Of course, he's officially off the last few episodes of Empire. He's officially fired from there.
How did they get him off?
They just wrote off the character. I don't watch Empire. But well, it's just been stated in the
news. They ain't kill him or nothing?
Well, you don't have cable, so tell them that.
First of all, I have cable, motherfucker, and a big 65-inch screen TV.
Curve, it ain't a curve. Ooh.
Was that on the list? Somebody get you that off the list?
Mind your business.
That's crazy. Wow. I'm making a list tomorrow, so.
You know what I mean? Yo, remember Nico Stepp with a van and some car soap on that list? People got me everything off that list. Thank you guys so much. But Jussie Smollett, newer details are coming out in the investigation, and they're actually finding there are a lot of holes in Chicago PD's findings or whatever there is. Of course, the FBI already said that the hate mail he got may not have come from him, but now they're saying that the checks that he allegedly used to pay them for the attack was actually him paying for training, because they are trainers, and they. Remember when the red flags in the whole case was basically he didn't want to give them his phone at first? Well, they finally were able to do what they got to do to see the messages. And during the entire message conversation was them legitimately talking about training sessions, and the money that he paid them was for a gym. But just to be devil's advocate, if you were going to do something, of course, you're going to have to set up an alibi and back trail or whatever. But that's another finding that's coming up. You know, it's looking like it's halfway... It's still on the fence.
But the brothers admitted it, though.
And they also apologized.
Yeah. He's still trying to say, nah, it's not true.
It's still alleged. They could be lying, too. They could be lying, too. It could really all be a setup. It really could all be a setup.
Everybody lie. They be lying.
They got them on camera buying the rope and all that shit.
No, they don't got them on camera buying
the rope. Yes, they do.
They do.
They got them on camera buying a hat.
A ski mask.
And they don't even look like a real, like...
They got them together, right? Buying the rope and...
They not buying rope.
They didn't do that?
They was not buying rope. You ain't seen rope on the counter.
I think it was rope.
You seen a hat? It you're not even sure if it was a hat. You ain't seen one red article. That's it.
I'm telling you, I'm mad. Why did he even go through all this and bring in alibis?
But you don't know what's if it's true or not.
He's going to get a Netflix special out of this.
Nah, he's looking like his career might be over. That's a bag right now. If he don't find a way to find somebody who got this assault on video or something, like, oh, shit, he was telling the truth. He looking like a liar. This might be over for him.
He looks really bad. Yeah, he looks bad at this point in time, but I
will tell you, once you lose your gay supporters, before it's he loses
all his money, please get a few tickets to my birthday party this Friday, and then pass by El Jefe right before you come there, grab some tacos before you go broke.
Jordan Woods, y'all. For those of you who didn't see.
now it's starting to heat up. Now, yeah,
Jordan Woods was invited to Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table this Friday. She had an exclusive, and she got lots of support from Uncle Will. You know, once Will Smith fucking endorsed you, the world looks at you a little bit differently. Apparently, she has a lot of background with the family. She grew up. Her father was one of the producers for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, so they basically watched her grow up from a kid. Jaden and Jordan were friends, and then that's how they plucked Kylie Jenner and everybody, just one big rich, happy bunch of people. And according to Jordan's version of the story, it was basically she was at a party, that it's normal LA life for them to do good after parties. She went to her friend's man's house, and she sat extremely close to him, and on the way out, he kissed her on the lips. She said she was not wrong, but that was her truth, and she's ready to take any consequences of her speaking her truth over the situation. What y'all thought about that, Black?
She's, you know, I see a lot of women defending her who broke up with their man or broke up with their baby father over cheating. So the same reason why Khloé is mad, you're acting like you'll brush it off your shoulder like it wasn't that big of a deal. It is a big deal. You shouldn't be, you know, it's a lot of codes in life, right? We live and die by rules. You don't go to nobody. I can't go to La Crib if Lai's not there. That's just retarded. His wife is in there. I'm not walking in if Lai's not there. I'm going to wait outside until Lai get there, or I'll be back when Lai is around, because that's who I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that goes. So for her to even go to the crib, you ain't send no call, no text.
No heads up.
It's different if you were to send a call, text, and nobody hit you. You thought they were on the fucking way, but you went there purposely to be by yourself. You knew they wasn't there. You wasn't even curious where they going. You went by yourself. You had bad intentions from the beginning. So just that alone, you're in
and
violation.
She drove there. It's not like her friend brought her there.
You wasn't forced.
You know, like if I'm driving with you and we coming from a party.
Well, she was waiting
and
on
he's
her.
Like, oh, I'm stopping here. Mm-hmm. No, right. She drove her own car there.
Right.
She was she waiting on herself. Her? She
no,
left at 7 a.m.
Right.
And got in her car and she was able to drive.
I mean, this is a 21-year-old girl, though. Life ain't even happened for her yet. So
she's 21?
She's 21.
I don't give a fuck. She's grown. She's sucking and fucking, right?
Listen.
She's sucking and fucking, collecting checks. She's grown.
I am team nobody on this
fuck
one.
Fuck Chloe hanging out with her.
That's not Chloe.
No, that's not Chloe's friend. That's her older sister friend.
But I mean, she's 21, so a lot of people.
She's young, and she's just probably just.
She's just naive. It's not
she's
even.
Naive. No, I don't think she's naive.
She did some whole shit. She's trying to be excused. You're not excused.
I don't care if Will Smith co-signed. She tried to make it seem like her story wasn't the truth. You know, when somebody tells the truth, they don't give a whole story.
That's true.
You're just going to say it like, listen. Oh, when someone tells the truth, they basically just don't have a whole story. She had a whole story. Oh, I came in. We went here. We went there.
That's PR.
No, I was there. My foot was on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And we were flirting. And mm-hmm. then when I did something with him, obviously, because if I didn't, why did I stay to 7 in the morning?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then LA has a lot of Ubers, by the way.
And I think that's the part. That's the
and then
part.
She was like, I left in the morning.
So
like,
she fucked him?
She had to.
She didn't admit it, though?
She didn't.
She said,
seven in the morning.
She,
bro.
Her leg was near his leg.
Oh, it was over,
was playing
over
his leg.
Yeah, that's
she
enough.
She wasn't sitting on his lap.
Y'all both.
And then when they were leaving, he kissed her.
And she was in shock.
Nah.
But you know what I say. But you know what
so she had to
But
admit
you know what
that.
I say is, right? Whatever Khloe did, she got him from
all the Kardashians.
Girlfriend.
That's how they got Tyga. That's
girlfriend's
how...
cousin, the Jody, the one that had the baby with him. So you stole him. Then he
I told
stole
you.
Him. And it's like they all like
the whole family.
Baby father.
The
I don't
whole family.
That's still corny though.
It's entertainment for me.
That's
corny, but that's how they live over
how
there.
How they live, they live.
That's how they live.
I
man.
Just think they should hold
that's still corny.
Her she's young.
Because I think people in real life broke up a whole fucking family over little shit like this.
But like you said, they kids. They 21, man.
Well, her sister had a baby with Tyga, right? Wasn't mm-hmm. Black China somebody's friend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They all.
That's what they do, I guess.
I guess when you have money, it doesn't matter. But if you're broke and this happens, you're breaking up. Like, your girl not going to be with you no more.
But I don't think she's with him. Is Khloe with him?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she with
oh,
him.
They Khloe. Together? Oh, yes. Did you see her Twitter rant?
No.
Oh, so Khloe Kardashian, after seeing the Red Table Talk, went on Twitter to call Jordan out and said basically she is a liar. Jordan claimed she spoke to Khloe and to Kylie. Khloe's claiming Jordan never reached out and never had a conversation, never apologized. She doesn't think the apology is sincere because instead of you have access to the family, you have access to text and call, instead of you actually calling and texting or maybe showing up, you decided to go on television and do this. Not for nothing.
Yeah,
she said,
more,
but then she was
nice
like, then she went to Tristan's defense. She said her and Tristan are dealing with it privately, and Tristan is doing what he has to do to work the situation through. In short, my man said he's sorry, so he's sorry.
That's it.
Which is okay. Which is okay.
Love your king.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He trying. Fuck it.
Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. That's the whole fact. See, he was talking to that girl till 7 in the morning, and then she kissed him.
Yeah. That don't
wow.
make no sense.
Facts.
A dude that don't touch you.
Wow.
A dude
this,
that don't touch you.
He was counseling.
Don't fuck you out of nowhere before you leave, just kiss you. That don't add up, dog. I'm not kissing you unless I try to kill. You just went to sleep, woke up, you probably drooling, you was drunk. Like, why am I kissing you in the morning?
Exactly.
Unless you came out of my bed, and I'm like, all right, bye.
Unless this is not the first time it happened.
Also, oh, you just added a plot twist. This ain't the first time it happened. You was there the first time.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, all right. See, if you
win,
I said if you win, throw me a part of the story too. So I need to have a sit down with motherfucking Jada.
So basically, Khloe ain't having it. Khloe has forgiven Tristan and she stated as the father of her child. But Jordan is still in their books a homewrecker.
You know white women stick with their men.
She has to. And by the way, she said she's not surprised at Tristan. She's surprised at Jordan. So basically, he could have cheated because she expected him to cheat.
So the sister is still not friends? Is the sister friends with us still?
Up in the air. Like she's claiming they talk.
They're going to be friends still. She ain't got nothing to do with Khloe.
I doubt it.
They're going to be friends.
There's also a big theory around the whole fiasco. A lot of people are saying it's a publicity stunt because it's been rumored that Khloé is up to be the next Bachelorette.
No way.
Bro, you know that's a fucking check. On the check. Show? The show Bachelorette. She's going to be the next Bachelorette.
So she has to...
And they're in talks between her... It's talks between her, Kris Jenner, and the show to make her the next Bachelorette. And if this whole thing goes the way I think they... If this is just conspiracy theory. If this thing goes the way they want it to go, that's going to be a crazy thing for them because she's a Kardashian. Going up for me to Bachelorette.
She ain't the one, though. She shouldn't be on Bachelorette. She ain't like that. I'm not watching that. She ain't the one.
I'm not.
They have their whole cult, though.
She lost a lot of weight.
She did lose a lot of weight. Though, she actually looks much better now. She's a big girl, but she looks much better now.
Yeah, she's huge.
She got the NBA.
She got to be about yo. Huffy is huge. She definitely wears size 11 man.
We talk about everybody.
She got to be 6'2".
What's the little old one? The little old one.
Like, I think she the oldest one, but she like short.
Courtney?
Is it Courtney?
Yeah.
I like her. She's strong and natural.
That's the one they claim Meek was flirting with?
She ain't even that mixy.
No, she the one that messed with the young guy.
She's the one that Meek dropped a comment and they said he was broke up with him.
Yeah.
That's the one Meek commented about her ass and they said Meek was shooting his shot because he said her ass looked fat. Fucking can't stand people, yo.
He probably is.
Never know, man.
How can a compliment be a shot, yo?
Once you comment, it's like, that's what you mean? How can a compliment be a shot?
It's just like when Meek shot his shot and he put Lori Harvey and you see Trey Songz right away posting him and Lori.
Come on,
yeah. It's my girl. So before that, in order to take a shot, she was always engaged to the soccer player.
In order to take a shot, you got it.
Trey came out of nowhere.
So if I say you're handsome, is that code for I want to fuck you?
No, it's code for like, you would be into. Interested if I was available. That's what that shit means. That's how men see it.
You got a compliment and then
that's how men
see it. That's why you don't compliment nothing on them. You just be like,
hello. Now I'm scared because I be complimented everybody.
I'm not interested. That's it.
Nope, don't do it.
You say good morning, handsome.
That's
not
who I am. I'm a compliment. If you look good, I'm gonna say you look good.
I don't give out.
Yeah,
no
but
compliment.
Close out the sentence. Close it out. Close
you
out
look
the whole
good,
idea.
But I'm great.
I say good morning, but I'm good on you. Like,
so I gotta be like, I think you're handsome, but I got a man. Like that's what I gotta do.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. Now
yo,
understand?
Yeah, oh, you have someone in your DM
exactly.
All day. Oh, you think
put
I'm cute?
Flag-
oh, you're beautiful.
You know we going to the DM though.
Come on.
Imagine a single nigga. You call me cute. I'm in your. What are you talking about?
Come on, the cutie. Like this.
What? I'm sending you all upside down emojis and shit. I'm going in immediately. What are you talking about? That's a direct invite, motherfucker. I might
this explains a lot. That's all I'm saying.
How do you not know that?
Because I'm innocent. Like, I
you're not like
innocent,
flirty.
Shut the fuck
saying?
Up.
Right?
But she's being innocent.
Isn't a compliment?
Like, she's really saying, like, hey, you have a nice body. Oh.
Yes.
A compliment to the opposite sex is like flirting.
Yes.
No, sometimes a compliment to the same sex could be flirting too, depending on the sex.
Yeah, the way this shit is going these days, man. You never know who playing
but listen,
who, man.
In the workplace, you tell a chick that she's, you know what I mean?
I'm not doing
it. It could go either way.
That's
a fact. That's why you don't do it in
the street. That could be sexual harassment.
That's sexual harassment.
Exactly. But that's why you don't do it in the street. If you're in a relationship, that's sexual harassment. You sexualizing me.
Wow.
Yeah. If you call me handsome,
she visualizing
me. Yeah, you are looking. What do you like?
So that's why I really like that jacket.
I don't know, baby girl.
No, that's just clothing.
They sell this to everybody. Don't like this one.
Man, you compliment. Like you said, man.
You this compliment, is not a one-on-one. I tell you that
compliment
right now.
Physically,
this
that,
is not
that's
a one-on-one. Live, what's up, man? Let's get to the fucking time.
Last but not least,
more.
Wendy Williams is back on air tomorrow, bitches. I can't wait to see her episode because I want to know what her excuse will be.
Yeah, that was like
I
a
respect
month.
Her fucking PR. Like she,
you respect her what?
2 months.
Two months.
Her PR is gonna be great. That's why I just want to witness that shit. So.
You watching the show tomorrow?
Fucking course.
During work.
Mind your business.
Oh, okay. Just trying to send the hints out there for the bosses.
That's it for this week.
Okay, thank you for your daily wrap up of whatever entertainment news.
Whatever.
All right, let's get into some let's get into some topics. Today we're gonna talk about red flags. Mm-hmm. red flags in the whole. I guess red flags in the dating, situationships, relationships, the whole together. Let's start off with some situation shit. Like, what situations? When situations, what are some red flags that would tell you, I need to leave this situation?
Feelings.
That's a great
feelings
start.
Because
you got feelings.
No, but true. You gotta understand, a situationship is a direct contract. I said, hey, listen, are you with this? We both put our hand in the middle. We go 1, 2, 3, rah. Then we walk away. That means.
But Jerry, everyone does this 1, 2, 3, rah. But if it's great, it's like ah.
Got you. See,
he's breaking the contract.
That's what happens.
The feelings.
That's what happens.
Listen,
we all know that's what happens. Not with me, but that's what happens.
So,
clearly.
Time out. Let me ask you a question.
Guys do it the worst.
Let me ask you a question. Yes. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Time out. Watch this.
Like,
yes. Watch this.
I only need you on Saturdays.
Watch this.
Morning. Saturday morning. I only need you Saturday morning. Per se, right? In this situation.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. But then it gets like, oh my God, I need to see you Sunday. I'm having a bad day. Can I see you on Tuesday?
That's feelings. That's your red flag for you to dip.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Nah, you just got such a
imagine putting on your birthday dress at, I'm not going to say Gucci, but still boycotting, so-called. Imagine putting on your birthday dress 30 days. At Versace. Mm-hmm. And the tag says 500. And you're like, oh my God, this is a good price. I like this. You looking at the memory and shit, fixing yourself up. And you get to the register. And they show you a picture of you in the fitting room. And they show you how the dress fits you. They said, this dress fits you too good. Girl, this shit $1,500 now. You like, how the fuck did the price change? How the fuck did the price change? That's kind of how like a
supply
situation.
And demand.
No.
You can't
change a price because it fits you good. Listen, I might fit you good, but you still gotta stick to the contract.
Can I tell you something?
If it's $500, it's $500, son.
Everything grows.
Yes, everything grows if I give it water. I'm not giving you water. I'm giving you sperm. It's a big
sperm grows. Sperm grows.
That's gross.
You a big boy.
Sperm grows.
Only if it's not on your face does it grow. It got to go different places. Now, when you put it different places, sperm don't grow. You know what I mean?
Sperm
grows.
No,
man, you got to control your feelings. And I think adults are doing a very bad job, and we're teaching kids that, you know, whatever you want, whenever you want it, you can demand it. No, that's not the way to fucking go. We both gotta like each other. We both gotta want it. Not just you. I gotta like you too. I gotta want that shit that you want too. That's it. Just cause you got feelings, not the fuck out. That shit could change everything. This shit ain't fun no. It's not fun anymore. You took the fun out. You got too much feelings. You out here crying and the fuck going
so
on?
So once the feelings start, you in a situation shit. It's time to get the fuck
I gotta
out.
Go. I gotta go. It's
I
not. It's not.
You.
It's
that's
not
crazy.
Fun no more. I can't joke with you.
My advice
everything
is don't
not
do
no,
situation
you know what I mean? Huh?
Sometimes you fall into.
You have to
you
do
have
a situation shit.
I'm telling you, if you're gonna do a situation shit, let it be like a 2-time thing, a 3-time thing.
Twice a month.
No, like 3 times and that's it. You disappear.
Come on, you can't do 3
that's
times.
That's random.
No, that's not a real situation.
No, that's not a situation. Because I'm telling you,
it's just a fuck buddy.
It's just a fuck
if
buddy.
If you have just a fuck buddy, after a while, someone gains feelings, whether it's the male or whether it's the female. Someone good. Is going to gain
feelings.
Now,
that's
feelings.
Too much body.
That's
so you're just going to do
true.
Mad
people in this world are true
how
business
many
situations people?
You have had?
I don't do that. I'm a Christian.
Jerry, prior to your engagement.
I know Jerry a long
know.
Time. Jerry doesn't
I don't know what you talking about.
Jerry
I don't do none of that. I don't do
how
none of that.
How many have you had?
I'm in a relationship and I love my boy.
How many
have you had?
None, because I have feelings. My feelings. I can't deal with that. I can't do it.
Yo, so you gotta protect your
so
feelings.
So that's the only way.
A red
is
flag?
Either you
that's
get,
the only red
is
flag?
He,
no, hell no.
What red flag you think you got?
You just doing, you just... You doing girlfriend? You doing boyfriend shit and expecting girlfriend shit from me?
What does that mean?
Oh, I can
like
tell you
like
what
we
means.
Said last week, I could come on your face, but you can't make me a sandwich.
That's a fact.
Is that girl? What's
listen,
not girlfriend?
Listen, if it's a situationship,
thing?
Why
you don't cook
why,
for me? But I can put
my
finger
no,
in your mouth.
Let me finish my point
go.
First. If how I look at situationships. I'm not doing girlfriend shit for you, and I don't expect you to do boyfriend shit for me. We come, we meet up, we do the fuck we got to do. We go our separate ways. That's it. Probably spot check me, and that's a probably during the week until it's time for us to meet up again. Until you get that what you doing at 2 a.m. text, but don't expect me to be buying you birthday gifts, buying
for
you
real?
Valentine's
so what's
Day
the point
gifts.
Of this whole thing?
It's a situationship.
Hold on, you want gifts?
This is why.
You want gifts too?
You got this shit fucked up.
You see? That's this is why we have these conversations. That's why we have these conversations.
So you just doing it just because
you're
want
fucking.
We like each other.
Do people have situationships after 30 though? Like,
yes, they do.
That doesn't make sense.
They usually do it with people in relationships.
They usually do it. They do it with two people. They do it with people in relationships or people that don't want them back. In that way.
Yes.
Like, I can only fuck you. I can't. They hurt themselves.
They hold themselves.
It's
self-inflicted. That's what we're going
to. How do you have sex with somebody who don't want you?
No, they want you, but just they don't want
you.
That's
just they don't want
not
you
wanting
like
me. I couldn't do it as well.
But you never mess with somebody.
Women, you never mess with somebody who never just didn't want like a relationship or something?
Look, that's why it's a one-day shit. Like, it happens. Oh, you don't want me? Like, want me?
How many one-day
shit
you
want to
keep having?
No, I'm over 30. It's over. But I'm just saying.
It's a wrap.
Because when I'm 40, somebody don't want me. When I'm 50, I'm near dead. So we not doing none of this. Right. I need
a
partner.
No time to waste.
I need somebody to wipe my ass and wheel me around. I don't have time for situations.
Ain't nobody wiping your ass no time soon. I'll tell you that right now.
But what is... What is the
like
girlfriend
and boyfriend shit? Like all this expecting stuff. Expecting you to pick me up. All the shoulds we talked about last week, the shit you should be doing, expecting niggas to pick you up from work and give you food for this, and like expecting random dates and random trips and shit.
No groceries neither, like nothing.
It's a situationship. Buy your own groceries.
Come on, I'm sorry, because maybe she's confused.
No, I'm not.
A situationship is just a it is the most basic contract you can find because there's very few words on it. It says. We fuck by appointment. That's it. It's then
we
signature.
Fuck by appointment, and you won't even
sign your name.
You can't
that's
feed
it.
Me either.
Listen, that's damn. Extra.
Eat your
that's
ass
if he if he choose to be nice, then he'll feed you. But you know, you gotta understand. If I treat you like a girlfriend, what's the point of making you my girlfriend? That's what's wrong with a lot of women. See, they give away the milk and expect you to buy the cow. That's not the way
I don't understand the treat like a girlfriend thing. Because you could treat people.
You can treat people well. You gotta separate that shit. You can care about somebody.
Foot rubs.
That don't mean anything.
Cuddling.
No, cuddling is all.
On the couch.
Cuddling is all.
All that
that's girlfriend shit.
But I can feed you. I can take you
and date.
We can go to the movies and I can fuck. Like, you could do that.
I'm not going on no dates for the situation. No.
Situationship.
Why? This is a friend, though. Yeah,
no, like, the only way a situationship going on a date
y'all
is
like a friendship.
Y'all
confusing friends now.
Okay,
so
what's the next?
What y'all doing? Stop, stop.
That's like a friends
Wait,
with
stop,
benefits
stop.
In a situation, right?
Oh, no.
It's friends with benefits in a situationship. Right?
Ain't y'all that? Niggas, this is why motherfuckers be getting the feelings that they be having
is
and
not,
being hurt.
It's not a situation.
Friends with benefits is a situation.
So if you're my friend, I could take you to eat. I could take you to eat, you my friend.
See, oh, time out. Now,
that's what I'm trying to say.
That's the in-between.
Like, you
so
have
there's
got,
a situationship with no, with, we don't really know each other prior, and we're just dating, but
we don't
want to
be together. We're attracted
to each
other.
If we're dating in that situationship, that's different.
No,
so
I don't know
you. Can I not date someone and don't really want to be with them? Like, I just want to date you. I want to have sex with you. I enjoy you, but I just don't want you. Does that make sense? That's a situationship, right?
That sound like friends with benefits. It sound like you want relationship
isn't that a situationship?
Shit. That sound like you want relationship shit.
It's
what
not
dick?
Relationship shit all the way. Like, I don't want you to hold my hand. I don't want to walk all over. I don't want
you don't
want
him to hold your
anymore.
Hand?
Listen, like, we're private, but we friends.
Is
but
he
going
to rub your feet?
If he want to.
Damn,
so he
nah,
can
that's,
no
that's,
hands but the feet?
That's friends with
no,
benefits.
Meaning
that's
that
if
when
he
I say, like,
to.
Hold your hands in public, like,
yeah. Or PDA. You don't want PDAs.
No, I'm not saying I don't want it. I'm just trying to clarify this whole thing.
Right.
This is a very gray area.
Yeah, this is a very...
This is why I'm glad I'm in a fucking relationship.
This is why
over
30
is
kind of confusing.
Basically, it's Chipotle. You have to pick your toppings. Pick your toppings.
Yeah, we have to make this contract in the beginning.
What don't you want on your tacos, basically, what they want you to
like, Black, you got to make this contract in the beginning and then say, all right, now you're in violation.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue you.
So do you renew this contract if you want to add things to it?
You can. Listen. You can change the contract. You can change it. We have a conference. We can revisit it. We get a whole new contract. And we're like, okay, well, we're no longer just fucking. We're exclusively dating now, and that's when all the benefits kick in.
Well, no. You gotta ask. You can't.
That's
just say.
We revisit.
Okay, yes, you have to.
We
say.
We revisit. We go sit. We go back
no,
to the
but
table
I'm
again.
You, a
and
lot
then
of women,
both parties are always being agreements, and then so you go your separate ways.
A lot of women fuck up because they say instead of revisiting the actual contract, they'll say something stupid like, "What are we doing?"
Yeah.
What the
that's
fuck
red
you
flag
laying
number
next
two
to
for me.
That's red flag number two.
Oh,
yes.
Questions.
That's red
questions.
Flag.
No, no. The was like where the where
let
were
me,
you
let
last
me,
night?
Let me tell you why.
The who was that in your
let
snap?
Let me tell you why that's red flag number two. Because yo, who the fuck are you to question me? Did
that
you read your contract?
Questions
is
a red flag.
Do you know who the that,
we
that's
are
my
plumbers?
Like I feel funny. I feel funny when my lady question me. I'm like. Nah, but I know I gotta answer.
You gotta answer.
But how dare you? How
ask
dare
another
you
grown adult?
Ask me where the fuck I was, or why didn't I answer my phone, or
who's
what
that
are we
in
doing?
Snap? Like, who's that in Instagram?
Yeah,
why this girl liking
yeah,
a picture?
You're,
dub
you're,
out
you're
this
here.
Bitch.
Yeah, you're right.
Out this bitch.
Pack it up. Yeah, you got too much feelings. You are way too invested. You're dying to have a man. Pack this shit up. Get you the fuck out.
All right, let's get to red flags and dating. Now you're like, all right, you're dating. You're trying to get
exclusively
a relationship.
Dating. We move in
yeah,
a
you're
relationship.
Trying. But now,
you
boom.
Haven't been to his home. That's ooh, he got a wife. If you, this is a fact.
It's not always a wife. He probably don't trust you.
Listen,
because I don't take nobody to my home.
I know several people who have
trust
been
is a lot.
Who have been dating or told themselves they were in relationships with people and have never been to this person's house, and they've been on trips, vacations, gifts,
that's
and whatever. The reason why they never got to the house, the man either was living with his baby mother, who they were in a relationship with, they had a wife, or they had a serious girlfriend. If you are dating somebody, because listen to me, I mean, I'm a person that it takes time to come to my house, so it's not the first time we meet up, you're coming in my house. It's something you graduate to, but it's not going to take you 2 years to come to my house if we're dating. I'm going
to
give you the vagina, and you can't come to my house? Are you fucking kidding me? 2 years?
Women do that all the time.
Women do it all
they'll
the time.
They'll let you in their vagina and then take offense to you saying, cook me something.
No, like, I could bring somebody to my house, per se. Mm-hmm. But I have to know a lot about them. I done
that's
my
fair.
Check.
That's very
but
fair.
Not for nothing, like, a lot of men have, like, secret pads. They'll take you to their house, but it's not their house.
Yeah, this is a fact.
That's a fact.
Well, they got a nice house, but it ain't.
They
house.
That's
in the family house.
Where the kids at?
That's not where you going.
That's not where I'm going.
That's not at the house where his wife's at.
Ain't no pictures in here.
A lot. Listen to me. I'm just gonna say.
Just water in the fridge.
With all the picture frames of different women in the drawer. When you come, you put my picture up.
A lot of single men live at home with their wives and girlfriends. I'm just saying.
A lot of single.
I don't like that.
That's a fact. A lot of single men live at home with their wives and girlfriends.
A lot of single men, like you said, don't trust women.
Don't take it literally. A lot of single men live at home with their wives and girlfriends.
A lot of single men are fathers. Don't want women around their kids.
Women are just
too.
So greedy.
How about
and,
that one?
And fucking money hungry that men are scared of y'all. Men are scared to bring
women
y'all.
Women like coming around men's houses.
Men
how
are the
living.
New women.
They try to.
Nah.
Yeah, you see that skit this chick just did, some shit like that. Like, she, the dude brought her to the house and she, like, says out loud, but she's thinking it, like,
oh,
wow. Like, I
like
it.
Oh,
see
yeah,
myself
I like
living.
That's how they
go. God, I can see myself living.
That's
he said,
a lot of y'all do.
Said, no.
So y'all don't do that. Guys do it too.
I'll check the medicine cabinet.
Guys do it too.
Son,
I'm putting mad marbles in my shoes just so I can know who
no.
knows it.
Guyanese men do that shit a lot. They ask you, like, what's this for? What's this tube for?
I'll check the back of the
niggas
toilet.
Niggas, that's A&D ointment, niggas.
I want to see how good you clean. I look at the back of the toilet, like on the side.
That's funny. I do that too.
I do. I want to see how good you clean.
I got to judge you by.
Yeah, now look at your washcloth, how dry it is.
Lift up the toilet seat.
No,
that tells you a lot.
You got to smell the towel.
You know what's so funny? Like I said, after you reach a certain age, you ain't even doing it. I ain't going to your house. Either you take me to a hotel, you come to my house. You can't even trust nobody nowadays. I don't even want to go to your house.
Man, so if you don't trust them, why are you fucking them?
It's my benefit.
Yeah,
sometimes that's what you want. You want to be pleased. And
women
you want
fuck
them to go.
Niggas rule every day.
Like, no, I don't know.
But we talking about dating though. No, remember we had the dating stage now. So if we're
dating
exclusively,
stage, dating.
Why you don't trust them?
But when do you say exclusively?
It's just the two of us.
When does
we become
exclusively?
Well, we revisit the contract. It's the two of us.
Same three. Situation, guys.
No. It could be.
But women,
it could be him. It could be
it
him.
Could be.
And we want to upgrade.
No, because remember, this one we didn't want.
But
no.
It's true. It's true.
Women say that.
But you know,
time.
Sometimes
this is
you
the guy
have to
we
talk
didn't
to
want. This is the guy we really don't want.
No, but you know,
this
sometimes.
This is the guy that just got the good penis. He looks good on the outside, but you don't want to hear him talk. You ever had a girl that you just don't want to hear her talk?
I have to feel
just
like
sit
that.
Down and look good?
Yeah.
There we go.
Those are wastes. Those are wastes. Because it's like, dang, Jesus ain't really love you. Sometimes he just give you beauty, yo. That's it. You just dumb. You just dumb. You just an idiot. Like, Jesus ain't really love you. Like, you know what I mean? You need a well-balanced person in your life. Because sex is only 15 minutes, son. 30 if you lucky. 15? 15 or 30.
Guys ain't even doing three.
I'm sorry for your life. You
hear me? This is why you got trust issues. Now.
I'm throwing 15s.
This is why you got trust issues.
Yo, I'm body of 15.
We need a poll. Put your Instagram up there. Yo, I'm out here throwing many women.
Yo, I'm out here throwing out a quarter like it's nothing.
Consecutively, Jerry?
I'm throwing out quarters like it's nothing.
You get 5 minutes each position.
I'm throwing out quarters of an hour like it's nothing. What are you talking about? A quarter? Nah, that's it?
You can get 15 minutes.
On a good day.
You got 15 minutes condom? Each position with a condom.
Come on, with a condom. Oh, you can go all day.
You're going to get an hour. With a condom? With
a condom?
That's an hour of work.
Some yave?
I'm African. Africa. All I need is a beat. It's over after that. It's over after that. But yeah, with a condom, motherfuckers fucking for man long. Oh, so, you know, motherfuckers healthy, man. Motherfuckers drinking water and shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And mixed with yave, though. Yave is good.
Would you?
Yo, I'm telling you, I swear to God, she is way too shy to be on this show, but if you ask her. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Tony, what you saying about trust, though? Because I forgot what I was about to say.
The trust, why you fucking somebody? I mean, considering that.
Oh, yeah.
Considering that we are exclusively dating now, mm-hmm. Why would you be sleeping? Why don't you trust that person even at that stage? Like, you're wasting time. If you do not trust the person you are potentially about to go relationship into, you're wasting your time. You should have started establishing the trust during the little meetups and greet-ups, whatever you guys had, maybe a little bit of fucking. Because you
women do that.
You
all
need
time,
to trust though. Somebody to fuck them, son. If you fucking somebody, you ain't trust.
No, I mean,
like, you got respect
true,
for your
that
life.
That,
no,
that,
don't
that make, sounds I don't stupid. Think that
should, nah,
my that grandmother sounds stupid. Been with my grandfather 55 years, and she has some. She said, "You never know who you with. You never gonna know."
Mm. That's true.
So you can give them the benefit of the doubt, but like fully trusting, like, "Oh, I trust you with my life." No, it's not happening. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but I don't think like when I'm dating you, like, "Oh, I trust you fully." No.
No, woman being listen, whole I give. Listen to me. Yeah. I give
fucking
people my
raw,
trust.
They said, then go through their phone.
Right,
like,
right.
That's what I'm
right.
saying. Like,
so
listen,
you don't trust
if I trust
me,
you,
just trust me with your life.
Some women just like to argue. I think the phone thing is an argument
too.
Thing.
They love dysfunction.
Some women
they love the dysfunction.
Are
even like men, like they can't have like a good woman. It can't go good all the way through.
They feel like
they
something's
need
wrong.
Something, yeah, something.
Like
something.
Nah, men ain't like that. Men don't sabotage love. Women
maybe
do.
You are
women
like
do.
Men want peace, yo.
Men just want to be
all
quiet.
Men don't want peace. Jeffy, you just got peace because, you know, your girlfriend do yoga. But I'm just
Beyonce,
I'm sorry.
You know, rap, huh, right.
But yeah. I'm just saying, I mean,
men
some
want
people
peace,
need a little
yo.
Entertainment.
Men want peace. I think women, I think you do have a point. Women are attracted to, like, argue. I think it's just the way they were raised. They seem
it's not
they,
an argument. It could be.
It's
like
just dysfunction.
It
needs something to go wrong.
Spice, something to just like, oh, he really loved me.
Go to the
and
kitchen.
And that goes
go
back
cook.
To our listen. That,
go,
that goes
cook.
Back
you
to our
if I love you,
talk
go cook.
About,
see if I eat that shit.
That goes back to what we talked about last week when it comes to words of affirmation. A lot of people don't reassure the person that they're with that they're really fucking with them. So people start doing random shit out of the blue just to get a reaction to secure themselves. Like, oh, he really does care that
so
I'm wilding.
Do it all the time. Children do it.
What?
They want to be reminded, so they do something to see, like, if, oh, my parents really love me.
Yeah, but women shouldn't be doing that.
Women are women.
30
y'all,
plus?
Y'all grown.
I ain't got time for it.
Oh, 30 y'all, plus. I remember I told you about the 30 plus thing.
We got to have a 30 plus conversation on this. Different note. You know what I mean?
Every
but yeah, woman,
is over for
women shouldn't be doing it, but
I'm just going to tell you. You
a lot of them do because,
day.
You know.
That's
it.
It's very easy to, I think now, right
men
now.
Men too, men
just,
like getting totally appreciated. Sorry.
Yeah.
Women
yeah.
don't tell
needed,
they men.
Needed,
yeah, women don't.
So we lie.
Women
lie,
don't tell men how much they appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the next bitch will tell you.
I'm told off.
And that's how side bitches survive. They telling them all the shit they want to hear.
That's how all the outside
people get. A lot
of
people think that side bitches be saying that. They believe it.
A lot do. Because.
Just FYI.
Some of them be saying shit because they're trying to outdo the girlfriend.
They do. They,
sometimes we
on
don't
both
really
parties.
Know.
The side nigga do it too.
You belong to the community?
No, I've been in that community.
I have too.
By
but
by default.
I
by
have
default,
too.
Really deeply. And sometimes we don't do all of that. We really don't do anything.
Well, you said by default, you didn't even know you was there then. That's what
no,
you said.
No, no, you see, it's a, when I say default, it's two things. If I'm going to be a savage, you ask me to be, and I'll make that decision, yes?
Yeah, of
or
course.
Or no.
You don't hold nobody hostage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, so I was hostage, kidnapped, whatever you want to call it. Then you realize, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm a retard. So, but on another note, sometimes you just really don't do anything. You just really think you're the one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not fighting for nobody else, because you don't think nobody else is there.
Damn.
I feel pity for the one woman that's on the other side that she's really accepting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the conscious acceptance of that situation.
You're here. Yeah. You really have another home to go to.
Right.
I'm mm-hmm. home. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, but we over 30 now, so.
So for all that, back in the day shit, you heard? Throwback Thursday shit they talk about right now.
That's a fact, man. But y'all ladies got to have a little bit more confidence, man. It's a lot of insecure women that, you know, that allow their stuff to get broken from society and from social media. You know what I mean? Have some more confidence within yourself.
I think it starts beyond that. It starts beyond that. And with the men, too. It starts beyond that. It starts from a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not told
no security.
When you're not told you're
loved.
When you're not told you're important, you're amazing, you're super. When you're not, like, you see, like, the Jews doing their community, they give you a title. Hey, Dr. Jerry, how you doing? We're not telling our women that from a young age. Or we're not telling our men, hey, Dr. Jeff, what's up? Good morning. How you feeling, baby? I love you. Mm-hmm. Go to school. Have a great day. How was your day? They're not being asked these questions. Mm. Yo, motherfucker, get up. You did your homework. Go to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference.
Mm-hmm. It's a difference.
Security
so
kids differently.
So now you're looking at social media as your guide to what you want to be, who you, what you want to do with your life.
Right. And do you feel important?
And are you important?
And mm-hmm. are you important? Yeah.
And then that you can fall, and that makes you pray to anybody who shows you any little bit of love. So you may think, and this is something my boyfriend told me. He was like, a lot of men, yeah, we talk about shit. He was like, all the time, in every sense of that word. But he told me that sometimes women will put themselves in the outside woman position because they feel special because you're finding time for them, and
that makes sense.
Is because and that makes them feel like you must love me or I must be special for you to have this life and this person you love, but you still put 2 hours on your schedule for me, and for them that 2 hours is everything because that's the only form of love they know.
That's what
dudes will go to the gym for 4 hours. I mean, just fact of that.
I mean, at the surface, that's what it is. Yeah. It's not. It's really not much of an investment for him because he's really invested somewhere else. He's giving somebody else his all, but because you have been underloved so long, somebody just finding time
you've
makes
been,
you.
Oh, that's a new word.
And
that's a great word.
Underloved. No, that's a new name for people.
Underloved.
We're not calling y'all bad bitches and bad and bougies. We're going
to
call y'all underloved. Yo, listen, all y'all little underloved, I got to just relax, you heard? Get your ticket to Friday.
No, but Jeremy,
party.
Honestly, it gets bad. It gets bad because she brought up a great point, and it gets really bad for them because at that point, they're happy. But once that man is ready to go,
their whole world
they get
gone.
Depressed. They kill themselves. And that's what's going on a lot. A lot of women are selling themselves short, and they're really depressed. They ain't taking all these medications.
Because all y'all like the same shit. All y'all want a 6-foot motherfucker with waves and muscle. Y'all all like the same.
He's out. He's been bald since he was
20. But listen. As soon as I got out, now they mad that I'm where I'm at. How you mad? What the fuck? You don't want me any mad.
They
want
to come back then.
Which way you want? What the fuck? I wasn't on the list. Now I got me a 4'11".
Now you're a sellout.
She called me Shaq. You know what I mean? Call her motherfucker to her. Now I'm a sellout now. Now I done sold out. I went where I was loved, you know, where I was wanted. You know what I mean? I'm looking as tall.
What do you think, like, the success rate of situationships turning into relationships? Like,
20.
That contract being changed.
20%.
80%.
Whoa, that's too high.
That means you were just pretending you don't want a relationship. If it's 80%, you were pretending you don't want a relationship.
A lot of people don't want a relationship because they don't know who they are. They don't know what they want. And they don't love they self.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, if you're going to have sex with somebody just because, you're not where you really want to be. You're not fulfilling yourself because you're selling yourself short at that point. So now you're earning a friend. Mm-hmm. From your situationship, you're learning someone, you're learning how to love, mm-hmm. and honestly, then you just that's default. That's my default guy.
So that's how you end up with this default person. Not saying that that's what was happening to me. Has never happened to me. But I'm saying that if I'm going to just keep giving you sex just because and not want a relationship or not wanting nothing out of you, that's a problem.
I feel the opposite. I think a lot of people do want love and they do want a relationship. But because they have stuff like trust issues, you can't trust people. People are not themselves. They will voodoo the situation. You like to say voodoo up there. Yeah. They voodoo the situation and be like, we just going to be fucking. And then 2-3 weeks into it, that's when we start seeing the changes and the questions or whatever. If you truly just want to fuck somebody, that's going to be your time. That's going to be your way for like all the time. It's just going to seriously be what you're doing, sex and dip. If you start getting feelings, you will address it directly. You wouldn't just finesse and try to fandangle situation.
But then they saying, okay, we're going to throw in a red flag. Now you out of here.
Good, yeah, but
how many
but
times you going to keep doing that?
You got to be
okay,
on the same
but
page.
That goes
ready.
Back to honesty within yourself. You do you just want to fuck or do you just want a relationship? A lot of people want relationships. Because
yes.
Watch the energy. Yes. Single people, yes. They got all the paragraphs. Niggas ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit. They got all the
yes.
All the rules,
yes.
All the
yes.
Memes, whatever.
All
the
single people don't do that.
Love them properly.
Yeah.
Oh, love is great. Black love. Love is pure.
All single people don't do that.
That's what I said.
Look.
They have to love themselves.
Yeah, they have to
and
love
you gotta
themselves.
Be honest.
Well,
if you want a man, say you want
sometimes,
a man.
Sometimes,
and be single.
Time out. Sometimes they do love themselves. The problem is, like I said, the pressures of social media, the pressures of the world, the pressures of who your friends are, what group chats you're in, even as an
you
adult,
cannot love
even over 30,
the pressures
only time out.
The pressures of
Jay
Black.
They do it every day.
They
do
it every day.
They
do it every day.
They don't. Unfortunately,
they don't love themselves.
They do
unfortunately,
it every day. So what
they
I'm
don't.
Trying to tell you is this: so now all those pressures, you got social media, your group chat, your friends, your family,
black Facebook posts,
black. I'm a man. So people want something to define. See, me, I've always been the same way. With or without, I've always been the same way. Some people need something to define them. They change. It's been a lot of people. On my timeline, when they get a man, oh, they change. I know this one chick. She had a man for like 3 months. Yo, her post was all like, I don't know what y'all bitches doing this weekend. Like, yo, she was talking that. And yo, I see her shit change for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I made a little comment. I said, oh, you must be single now. She started getting mad at me and all frustrated and shit. And it ended up that she was single again. I mean, whatever dude did, he cheated or whatever. But people want to be loved. People want somebody that they can rep. And the problem is everyone is looking for the same shit to rep. Everyone is looking for LeBron James.
But I think that's
they
a lie.
Forget Kyrie Irving is on
the
All-Star
think,
team
but
too.
But I think you're just aiming at. I don't think all people want the same thing.
Majority.
I don't think all women. I'm not all people. Well, men, women. I don't think they all want the same.
Majority.
Thing.
When you ask I'm women what are your standards, they all describe the same thing.
A lot of women don't even have standards.
No. we know they're
Sorry.
Lying.
Let's be real.
But the
Let's
description.
They don't know what they want.
All are the same.
Let's
we know
be
they're
real.
Lying. No, we know
but that.
But
that goes on the flip side, too. But men look for the same thing. Everybody wants the Bernices and all that
no,
shit.
No,
yes.
No.
Every
Jerry
do
was
you want,
opposite.
Do what? You want the Bernice?
And she gave me a shot. Come here, Bernice, boo-boo.
Come here, baby doll.
Come here, girl.
Listen,
you got two brush on them baby hands.
It is a human emotion. It's a human feeling. It's a human need to want to be loved and to be loved by somebody. Like, no, I don't.
To
I
not love so, by anyone.
To be loved.
No, listen, I am not saying you can settle, but don't act like you don't want love. That's the biggest fallacy I see everybody say. I don't want a relationship. I want to stay single. No, you had a fucked relationship and it's fine. You're hurting. Get rid of that hurt. Reboot, love again.
But don't
but
act
see,
like being in a relationship is the end all be all because people stay in a fucking relationship.
That's they still don't love
just
themselves.
Just to look good
because
they
that's
got a
just
man.
Not loving themselves.
A girl would try to feel like they the shit because even they man cheating on them, doing them dirty, they still good because they got a relationship.
No.
Like, you're not good.
No.
And that's why
you still
I
don't
said,
love yourself.
And that's,
and that's not loving yourself.
Yeah.
I go back to saying that we need to look for friendship.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Your relationship has to be.
It has to start that way. That's the only way. I've learned that now that I'm.
My relationship.
Fuss,
my
baby.
Relationship is still
us, baby.
So right.
And my relationship is still a friendship. Like one of the things we talked about, he got deep again. And I spoke about this before. He said there are going to be times where we're gonna have to deal with situations as friends. Because friendship has a resiliency naturally that relationships don't have. So there are times where we approach a situation as a couple, and there are times you're like, you're my friend right now, speaking to you as a friend. Don't look at me as your boyfriend.
100%.
So, and we get through a lot of our problems just going into friend mode, 100% friend mode. The shit your friends could tell you that your man probably won't want. You don't want to hear it from your man.
That's definitely one thing I learned when I watched that that Red Table Talk with Will and Jada. Because they've been together for so long. They's like, he's basically like, it was absolutely nothing that she could tell me that made me want to leave. And she was like, vice versa. Because they're friends first.
They're friends.
You know what I'm saying? And
you got to still be friends. Like, you really got to be friends.
That's what I said. You can tolerate me more. Your loyalty is there, is stronger if you my friend. Because now you understand who I am. You're not looking at me like, as my dream girl, I love you.
And you got to stay friends.
You know, you're my friend. Like, we going to ride this out. We friends.
You got to stay friends.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
So, maybe, I don't know how to... I'm not a social media person, so
I need a friend.
And you gotta also, you gotta also understand your relationship goes through temperatures too. You're not gonna always be on the same page. It's not gonna be hot. You're gonna go through
nothing,
cold periods.
Nothing stays the same. It's like
and a lot of people like, relationship is so they go through their cold period and think the relationship is trash. No, you're going through your cold period. Stay being friends. You'll get through it.
It's ups and downs in this shit, baby. That's life
every day.
Man.
And that goes with understanding life. So I don't think nobody should have relationships to after 30.
My work.
What?
The topics. This nigga looking at the show. This nigga. Get to the topics, motherfucker.
We talk. We vibing out.
Yeah,
nigga.
We vibing out.
Don't be rushing me, nigga.
Control the show, motherfucker.
It's control, nigga. You want to jump topics or something? Let me see. Keep talking.
Dude, looking at his phone. He having so much fun. What the fuck going on?
Yeah. Be friends first and keep being friends. Don't ever lose it.
Believe in yourself, man. All
right, so hold on. You didn't say your percentage was, though. You said 20. You said 80.
Percentage of situationships that turn good relationships?
Yeah.
I say 50. I'll give you a vague number, but I'm lean more to the lower side.
Yeah.
I'm on 52. I think that's a good number. Because like you said, if the situationship, real situationship, and y'all friends, maybe you are developing feelings also. And y'all both just got to be on the same page.
And you revisit the contract.
You revisit it. And if both agree, yeah, then you can move up.
You add an extra sentence to the contract.
Extra sentence.
But I don't know. Then I'm looking at you like, how you going to be my girl? You just selling yourself short now. So.
She was so
damn,
I can't promote you. That's like
Versace
can never. I'm never supposed to turn to a girl.
I can't do that. I ain't
it's never
lie.
Supposed to happen.
It's not selling yourself short if you know what you want.
No, it don't. It don't.
No.
Maybe not my wife. Somebody else.
Y'all gotta stop associating what happened in the rich world to what happened in broke world. Regular people shit. The side chick don't turn into the wife.
Regular people shit, the nigga can't afford the side chick.
Side chick don't even got
that's also a big fact.
Well, I don't know who those niggas are. But listen, some niggas can't afford the ring. So some people ain't even getting married. Let's keep that at that. But like a lot of chicks is not, you can't sell yourself short and then think somebody gonna trust you to be the main thing and the only thing. Because if you was willing to be a side, you're going to have a work boo. You're going to have something.
But
Jeremy, that's what you are. It's who you are. You was okay with it.
I don't think that's true.
You know a man got something going.
They're good women. They just couldn't.
You know
find,
a man have something going on.
Man.
You know a man.
So they
have
share
a
somebody
home.
Else's.
Huh?
So they share somebody else's. No.
Listen, yeah, I don't know what they've been. I'm just saying, there's women that have been in situationships. I shouldn't say side chicks. Sorry.
Yeah, a lot of women in situationships.
And have gotten married.
There's nothing wrong with situationships.
But you just have to be honest about it.
So what's the difference about a situationship and a side chick?
That you have a relationship,
you have a relationship,
and then you got somebody
on the
side.
I could be single.
And a situationship,
we could both be single just in a
situation. Or we could both be married.
What? Nah.
That's a whole different demon.
That's mistresses.
Come on, it's still a situation. Listen to the word. Situation.
That's a whole different demon.
You are my situation.
What was the different words for those type of relationships you're talking about?
Yeah.
Situationships about single people.
Isn't it vague? It's vague.
You're putting a negative stigma on it just
now. So how many situationships can you have when you're single?
As many as you want.
Wow,
you're single.
That means you're definitely. You're not getting promoted ever if you have no one. It's fucking over.
It's single. You can't tell nobody. Can tell you nothing.
That's cool.
Like
I don't ever want to deal with you.
You can't tell me who on my phone.
That's true.
And you saying you only gonna see me Saturday? That's Sunday calling me. Don't worry about who on my phone.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody talks that talk. Bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Niggas ain't let that.
If Saturday is way better than Sunday and Monday, you're going to see her Wednesday, Thursday.
No, that's not true. Long Saturday's still there. Every Saturday, four times a month, we good.
Stop remixing your contracts.
That's it. Unless you
talk. On your own, too.
On your own.
In your mind.
No lawyer
two,
present.
They do it in their mind.
It takes two signatures and two witnesses. Like, you just can't.
He took me to dinner, so it must be getting serious now.
Facts.
Like, what?
But because motherfuckers have been under love. They
got some Chutterbait biscuits.
They're not going to be little. Right.
Let's switch topics now. Let's talk about breaking up.
Oh, my God. Why is this relationship stuff?
Why you hate relationships, mother?
Are you in a relationship?
Who, me? My business.
Yo, I don't know who. Come on, we got two relationships here.
That was good.
Are you in a situationship? Like, let's go.
No,
she answered that.
No, she did not.
She answered that.
I want to know what's upstairs.
She said, mind your business.
Oh, you're not?
No, I said, mind your business.
Yeah. He tried to get you. He tried to get you.
I'm sorry. I want to know what their stance is. Y'all
relationship. What you want to know?
I'm a single person. I want to know who else stand on my side. What the fuck? Like,
all right, talk about if she is single, then what?
She on my side then.
What you mean? What side is this?
It could be on either side. Why you worried about single people business? That's your problem, brother.
Stay single people business, brother.
Nobody questions me. I can do what I want.
This is our business.
The key that I tell all women, you're never single. Just say you're not single. Because when you say you're single, it opens the door for everybody to just be in your DM.
But if you single,
but if you say you're in a relationship, somebody's gonna respect that. Nobody's gonna come at you different.
Some people will, some people won't.
If you single, act single. Don't be single and fucking bougie. You're single. Nobody
wants
you.
You could be bougie because everybody. You shouldn't be single to everybody.
Shouldn't be accessible.
I'm just saying, if you single,
you ain't gotta be accessible.
Single.
Nah.
Yeah. Act single.
I'm not, Jerry.
Be cool.
You ain't gotta be accessible.
I just don't mind business.
Yeah. My son tried to shoot a shot. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, Jerry, you just trying to shoot everybody's shot. And you know a TV show called Love Connection. What was the guy from that show? You be trying to hook somebody up.
Well,
yeah, because my son was actually.
Jerry the backboard, he made sure the shot go in.
I'm gonna help you. How much you gonna pay me to help me?
You
shoot that shot.
You asking why? You promote me every
time.
You my biggest promoter. What happened?
To help your shot go in.
What happened? You my biggest promoter.
See, now you behind the backboard.
Alright, hold on. Let's get into this breaking up shit. What do y'all think is number one reason for breaking up, or why people break up?
Finances.
That's the number. Yeah, that's definitely.
That's it breaks every former relationship.
Be broke.
Every former relationship
with some expensive standards.
Especially a relationship when y'all together, living together.
Yeah.
That and cheating. If you ain't cheating and you ain't broke, you shouldn't be mad about at your partner.
Life should be good.
Wait, say that again?
If you're not cheating
on each other and y'all not broke,
it shouldn't be no problem.
I don't think it should have a problem in y'all relationship.
But you got to understand, most relationships are designed like this. Think of two single people. You have this single person. Let's say this is the female. This female has nothing, right? She's trying to figure out life. She has nothing going on at all. She doesn't drive. She doesn't, you know, regular job or if that or whatever. And she's expecting LeBron James for some fucking reason. So even if she do get something close, she's not standing on her own two feet.
Then what about the single woman or single guy that has everything?
The single guy that has everything and the single girl that has everything?
Yeah, or the single, you just described the broke girl looking
right.
for the...
And then the dude that... Name?
The broke guy.
Yeah, looking for LeBron.
What about the
What if you got
guy?
Your shit together and you're looking for
LeBron?
LeBron.
Well, LeBron ain't looking for you first. if you do got your shit together, then you gotta hope. Then you gotta hope that you know she could carry her success. A lot of women can't carry it. You give a woman a good job, a good paying job, a car, a crib. She start thinking she's fucking the fucking Pope or something. You know what I'm saying? Most of them don't know how to carry it. So most dudes are unattractive. They're thinking, hey, I'd rather be single with my little money and crib and car and fuck a whole bunch of chicks before I go home to this headache for no fucking reason. She ain't even all that. All she got is her little... She's adulting, and she wants super credit for that.
For being an adult.
Yeah, that's not the way it works.
I pay my rent. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Everybody does.
A lot of women do that. I think that's the difference between like Southern women and inner city women. So when they're 25, 30, they get a new car, they got an apartment, they think they're doing something big. Mind you, when you're 18 down South Virginia, you got a car.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have a car at 17.
Facts.
You have good credit. You have a home.
Facts.
You have your own home because your mom's like, you got to go. You're in college.
Right.
You don't want to live on campus. You have your own apartment.
Mm-hmm. Need to be five
so,
bands.
So again,
that
that's for Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Culture. I mean,
it's the culture. Put is the millennials.
For the most part, I think a lot of us, like, we're doing this thing where we celebrate our accomplishments, which we should celebrate our accomplishments, but a lot of people warp reality, which is my reason for people breaking up. They're not living in their true reality. Like, they're paying their bills and somehow think it's something that's so great and should be celebrated. They're not making self-assessments.
That's the problem.
They're warping their reality. It's not real. Like, you're thinking this thing puts you here when you're really there. And then you're surprised you're not treated like you're here. Bitch, you're here.
Right, right. Because
they're
not self-assessing themselves.
Right.
I don't care what you have. You can have $1 million. You can't self-assess
if you don't know what the true standard is.
But you have to self-assess to get to know what the standard
is. But if I don't understand that paying my bills is basic, no matter how much times I self-assess, I will think I'm doing something so amazing that makes me to be revered.
Right.
So that's why I say it's warped reality. Right. Like, you have to understand, we have to start understanding that these are...
That's what they're bragging about.
But I don't...
Yeah.
Jerry.
I have a good job. It's okay. Confusing. I graduated school. Okay.
That doesn't mean anything.
Wonderful. No,
listen, how many shows we're going to see to show them that? It doesn't mean anything. Medea.
The question
Tyler Perry, it's Tyler Perry last year here.
But the question
is, and he has let you know, I don't care what kind of job you have, right. You make over 100 grand, you don't got no morals, principles, you have a bad attitude.
It's a duh.
Who cares?
Right.
You don't have no ambition, no motivation. Who cares?
But I want y'all to focus back on the question. The question is, why do people break up? And I think somebody like that think that paying they bills make them this like superhero or something, that's someone hard to date.
Very.
Because now you think you're
a clown.
You think you're, yeah.
And a lot of people running around like that. It's a lot of them.
Post it, Jerry.
He
posts all the time. All the time. All the time.
We can talk about it, but that's something you can't change. That's something that goes back, like I said, with their self-esteem, what they've seen, what they've been exposed to, and they don't have an understanding of life yet.
And I had to grow through that. I was in my 20s. You know, I had got my first apartment when I was about 24, and I was on my own, and I had a situation where the person I was with stepped out of me, and all I could see was, oh, I'm doing better than this girl. Like, I have a better job, I have this, I have that. And in my head, it was supposed to have made me such an amazing person. And I was confused as to why he was picking this other person. What I was skipping over was the fact that I was a fucked up communicator. I was hard to talk to. I would never express myself properly. I just had a whole bunch of other shit that was wrong with me. Now, but I was just caught in the you're a successful woman bubble.
And I think, honestly, and I think that has a lot to do with your culture.
Yes, I'm Caribbean. So we have this thing where we...
Titles. I have a title.
Titles matter. Businesses matter. Mm-hmm. What you do matters. And they do matter, but it does not make you here.
Right.
It just doesn't put you there. And I grew to understand that.
And it might only matter to you.
That's also a fact. No one cares if you're the manager of blah, 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 blah.
LeBron, you gave the comparison to LeBron. Some men, just, they don't care. What, they don't. They want. They appreciate you not having nothing. They want you to have nothing.
They want you not to have
a lot of men.
Those are men trying to take advantage of the situation. Hold up.
No. They've been through it. Just like women. There's a lot of women, like she said, like her man showed her that. A lot of men just want to see that this woman has a great heart.
Mm-hmm.
She has some motivation. And I can team up with her and we can be great. Maybe she just doesn't have the direction. Maybe she doesn't have the money, but she has the goal. She know how she want to get there.
So
but
she has something. It's just
still
it's
something.
Just
it's,
not just,
it's not liquid. She can't pay bills. She never paid bills. She never had a car.
But she has something.
She has something.
Right.
And that's what we're all missing. That's we're looking for all this stuff. It's worth more than anything.
Right.
It's more. You can meet a guy right now. He can have $5 million. Like I always say, that's yours. It's in your pocket. It doesn't belong to me. I don't care what you have.
That's a fact.
I want somebody that's going to love me, that's going to take care of me, that's going to teach me things, that's going to motivate me. It's going to keep me going every day. Because that money could, like you said, that slope we talked about earlier, it's going
to... Lot does shit like that.
Thank you. Shut up, Jerry. Thank
you. Told you I had you, buddy. I
got a picture for you on Friday. I told you, man.
Up and down. That slope goes up and down. So titles don't mean anything. I know a lot of women like that. Oh,
and I had to accept that.
Who cares?
I had to understand that. That was before even I started bartending. Because at that point in my life, being Caribbean, being my culture, I thought that... working in a bank was whatever, and I was like above a bartender because they're doing a service job.
They're making more money than you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the truth. The truth is, the reality is, this is somebody who is earning an honest living, putting in their time, and at that point in time was making way more money than me. Why did I think I was better than this person? A lot of people need to
humble,
check themselves at that level. Like, your accomplishment is great. Like, I will never take away from somebody achieving what they achieved in the time they did. It's all great, but it does not make you special.
It makes you very empty.
If that's all you have, if all you have is I have a dope job, you got nothing because your job could leave you tomorrow.
Yeah,
And you in the unemployment office with people.
A lot of people are sitting on that, and I don't even rep my job. I don't even post my job.
So that go back. A lot of people are broke pocket-wise, and a lot of people are broke empty.
Mind-wise.
Mindset. Empty. Inside. Just empty. Right.
So, yeah,
so we got to look out for that.
I'm just
going to
be underloved for a long time.
Stop being underloved, you heard?
Yo, ain't taking my word, y'all. Take my word.
That was her word.
Where's my word? Where's my word? How we collect the word in this
content? I'm using it in the service.
Yo, where would you rank cheating on amongst, like, breaking up situation? In your relationship, you're in a deep, loving relationship. Let's say 3-4 year relationship. You really, y'all love each other. You found out he cheated. She cheated.
It's not number one for me.
It's not number one. I just want to know why.
Number one.
Cheating for me is number 7. I would say on a 1 to 10 rectal scale. But I will also say
7.
Yeah, probably not, 7. Yeah, because
it's not
I feel like it's a lot of stuff in between. See, why you cheated is more of a bigger issue for me than you actually cheating. I'm gonna tell you why. If my girl was chilling with Oni, and they went to Oni, got a dude, and her dude had a friend there, and somehow they were chilling and drinking, and now she ended up fucking them. That's a bad excuse. Like, that wasn't a good enough reason to cheat on me.
You're a weak person if you do that.
Get up and leave. You got a dude there who think you're single. Get up and leave, bitch. You what the fuck are you, stupid? You cheated on me in fucking Brooklyn? Nah, get the fuck out of here. Now, I mean, that's different from you being in Cancun, being drunk, and you passed out, and you woke up, you ain't know what it was, you felt dick, and you, all right, cool. Like, I mean.
I thought it was you.
You're right. It's not a good excuse, but I'll buy it.
I thought it was you.
I'll buy that one, but I'm not buying the Brooklyn.
It depends
cheating.
On where we at in a relationship. Like, if I'm doing right by you and I'm happy with you, like, I'm a person, I give warnings. You know, do you give warnings? Like, are you happy? Are you okay?
That's not a warning. Right? That's Craig LaCroix.
No, listen, I'm giving you the question. Hold on, I'm checking. But then now, on the other end, I'm expressing to you, I feel lonely. You're not spending enough time with me. You're not helping me. You're not doing. I'm telling you. I'm communicating with you. And then you cheat on me? Oh, I'm crazy.
Crazy.
And that for me, communication could break us up. Bad communication. I've lost relationships with a bad communication. Bad communication on my part and their part is, I think that's worse than cheating. And also, somebody like taking your joy, like somebody just taking your whole soul. Like,
oh, that hurts. I felt it when she said that. Y'all felt that?
Mm-hmm. It happened to me before. Like, I had somebody used to beat the shit out of me.
Oh yeah, he did a lot. Yeah.
Like, you could, I was kicked down flights of stairs pregnant. You could have just cheated and left me whole physically.
You want me to kick his ass? I'm good at it. Cool.
It's been years, but it's good. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people be like, oh, if you're cheating, it's over. Like, I was in a DV situation for years, and it's as much as people talk about it now, and I could talk about it now, it was hard to get out. And then this person was suicidal.
This is so hard.
Because a person can kill you. Like, this is somebody you're genuinely afraid of. You love them and you're scared at the same time. It's not this is somebody who knows where you live, they know your family, they've already been in the circle of trust, so it's not like you can, it's not simple. It's not a 1-2-3.
And not like you got a stash somewhere where you could just move everybody and
we live in the same neighborhood. Like, they know where I work. It's never that, well, fuck you, get away from me. Like, you're genuinely afraid. This is somebody who kicked me down a flight of stairs while I was pregnant. You think this person truly cares? Definitely. Were they thinking about anything? So it's like,
he picked you up after, though.
And then he came out because he was crying on me. Like, it was just crazy. But, and now, like, I'm suffering from physical things from that. So for me, it's like, you could have just cheated on me. I would have preferred you cheating and then you touching me or leaving me alone. Like, it's just, there's just so much worse shit. You know, somebody stealing your fucking joy. Like, They faithful to you, but stealing your joy. Like, you can't go nowhere.
I'm gonna fuck your mother up.
Lewis can tell you, right, Lou?
Everything's a go. Everything's a go. You violate, man.
But you know, everyone's different. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah.
But
I understand. Experiences are different as well. There's some people who just never who will never have that, so they can't understand why I would sit here and say cheating is not the worst thing.
I think how many times? How many times varies into that? How many times you cheated? I think how many times you cheated.
You're a habitual cheater.
Yeah, like
that's a bigger problem, though.
I'm saying, like, if we're in a relationship and you tell me, yeah, I've been cheating with this guy, you had a whole side relationship type shit, then maybe there's something else wrong with the whole side relationship, because some women hold on to men for security,
and some men hold on to women for security. Like, if I don't love you, I don't want you, I'm done,
I'm out.
Some people hold on for security. Like you said earlier, yeah, some people hold on because they want to say they got a man. Or they want to say they got a girl.
Or the person's just a good look for them.
You can't be a bum. Because when you're a bum, then you got to stay. You can't be a bum and complain about the cheating. You're a bum. I'm providing your shelter, your food, your travel.
That's your child.
Like, you know what I mean? No, you got to shut up. You know what I mean? You're underloved. But if you stand on your own too, and I stand on my own too, we can walk away at any time. And I think that's the strongest and best relationship: two people that can walk away at any given time, but still staying together. And that's what's hard to find. Cause that's what everyone. Oh, I just want my equal. Well, your equal don't want you. Your equal don't want to sacrifice whatever he got going on to be with you. That's the problem.
You're really an honest dick.
I'm an honest dickhead. Yeah.
You can't say that.
I like to tell people the truth.
He's an honest asshole.
You can't say that.
The truth is the truth. Your equal don't want you.
If your mind thinking that's your equal, then that's not your equal.
Those people that say they're equal, they're talking about salary. They're talking about living conditions. They're talking about all kind of shit. We know, but I'm just talking about what they mean when they say equal.
They think, that's what I say, what they think.
Salary, crib, car, whatever they have, they want somebody to have it too.
Nobody knows who's for them until God drops them, if that makes sense. So God drops that person on you, then you're going to be like, wow. What I'm saying is, if a person is your equal, you might want all of this stuff, and then God puts the total opposite. You like, why are you
only
here?
Women come with the list. Men don't do that. Men go with the flow.
Men don't have a list.
I never had a list. And nobody be like, she gotta be tall. I mean, she gotta have fat ass. She gotta have
long
hair.
So basically,
nobody
don't have any standards. You don't want a certain type of chick.
Nah, dog, I'm looking for the heart, man.
You gotta be cool.
That's it.
I got you. You gotta be cool and a peace of mind. If you could bring me peace. I'm stressed out all day. We 30 plus, so we're having a different vibe right now.
Okay, yeah. I'm talking to older Jerry right now.
Listen. They call me Black now. You know, I be shaking that chain. The other ladies call me. They call me Snack Attack, but that's another thing. But listen, so like, it's a lot of shit going on, and it's like as you get older, you just start wanting different things, and at this point. The things I want is a peace. Yo, the best thing you can give a man right now is a peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers is working.
You can't be chasing
motherfuckers
fat asses
got two no different streams. Motherfuckers got three streams of income sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. four. Mm-hmm. All legal shit. So it's real work. Mm-hmm. Real labor. These parties, these putting together podcasts and all kinds. This shit take time and work and hands and feet. That's what it takes. There's no mm-hmm. interns here. We do mm-hmm. everything. You understand? And then we got to put together a party, make a party. It's a lot of shit. Put together contracts, and it's a lot of shit going on.
Don't want peace either.
I'm not saying women don't
they
want
sabotage
peace. I'm saying,
not
I'm saying
women.
That
not all
the
women.
Majority.
On the top of the list, between number one, two, and three, whatever it is, peace is there for all men.
100%.
Peace is
for
somewhere
women.
There. I just want peace. I just
want
to be,
peace too.
I just want to calm down. I just
sometimes
come
women
home.
Don't know how they don't.
The
don't
hardest thing
peace.
To do is to make a man want to come home. Mm-hmm. There's dudes finding reasons not to go home now. Let me go check over here.
Yo,
go check the game. Let me go check. So you gotta make a man want to come home. I want to go home. I'm going home after this.
Jerry going home.
You gotta make a man want to come home. And I think once you figure that out,
that's a good line.
You're gonna be all right.
A lot of women can make a man come, but can't make him come home.
Hello.
That's another good line.
That's why you're home alone, drinking wine,
watching Netflix.
Watching Netflix. Meet you at the party Friday. They're gonna be over there. And I'll be over there, my nigga BA coming out. I mean, come on out, man. Fuck with us.
That's
man.
Truly tough, though. Like, just in general, ooh, like,
be my peace.
Give Lou the bag, please. The bag keep
what, falling. What is annoying you?
It see, keep falling.
I'm not being peaceful. I didn't even say that to you. I'm not being peaceful.
I'm not being peaceful. Have you ever cheated on and forgiven someone, or have you cheated and been forgiven?
Both.
Neither. They don't forgive. They forgive, they don't forget, and then it comes back again that they really don't forgive you because they keep bringing the shit back up.
Women bring it up all the time.
I never have.
So
I
you
never,
cheated.
Oh, yeah.
Women bring shit up all the time.
I cheated on a cheater.
That don't make it better. Two wrongs don't make a right.
You're damn right.
I'm a revenge cheater.
I always said that. Don't,
I told you I communicate.
You don't. That don't mean you justify your own morals.
I said, stop doing
I always
it.
Say that. Women make
stop
it.
Stop doing it to
but
me.
But women always try to make it seem like that's cool because they cheat on a cheater.
Listen,
you only making yourself look right. Bad.
You still now, a cheat. I still think of myself as a cheater for cheating back. But I also admit I'm not mature enough to skip that crucial step.
Huh?
If you cheat on me, I will cheat back at you. I'm not mature enough yet to not do it.
Nah, that's
I'm,
bad.
At least
that's
I'm
bad
telling
morals,
you.
But that's bad morals, though. Then I would never look at you as a loyal person. If you tell me some shit like that up front, I would never want to be with you.
Don't cheat.
No, I don't cheat. Black men don't cheat.
So right? Then we don't have the problem.
So, no.
If you know who you are, he's
basically
saying he might make a mistake. He's basically saying you make a mistake.
Cheating is not a mistake. Cheating is a fully, it's a conscious
decision. It depends on what you consider cheating.
A man would be more hurt.
Listen.
What you consider cheating.
A man would be hurt more. If I cheat and you just leave me, then you cheat back and then we break up. Cause I'm gonna get you just a hoe too then. Like, thank God I dodged a bullet. I cheat, you cheat,
word.
You a hoe too.
Word.
Now if okay. You just left me, I'm like, damn, bro, I just lost a good one. God damn.
Bro,
and you really don't wanna fuck with me?
That was
I'm
the
heartbroken.
Most honest thing you said today.
Cause it's the real shit though. Because if you cheat on me, I'm like
honest
this.
Dude,
shut
I'm
up,
honest.
Jerry.
Yeah, lies honest. Listen, look, lies honest.
Black,
man, but that's real though. So by you cheating on me back, we both guilty. Like, yeah, I cheated. She cheated too, and we just broke up. So now I don't even look wrong.
Right.
So if I fucked up and then you just leave me, damn. I'm fucked up forever now.
Yeah.
It's like you could have been
but
that
they
one.
They don't want to leave. They got to explain it
so
to all
so if you
want to
look
friends.
Like that one, don't cheat back, fucking hoes.
They
got
to explain it to the group chat, to their Facebook.
You're a hoe because you want to cheat back. You want to be a hoe too because he's a hoe. You want to be a hoe too.
You know, it's a whole process with this shit.
Yeah,
it's
at least I said I acknowledge.
You just acknowledging your hoe.
I acknowledge it's a sign of immaturity. I said I'm not mature enough yet not to do it.
Well, you should be. I'm telling you. Any man will feel it.
Are you 30 yet?
Yes, okay. Any man will fill it in their chest, and you just
she
leave
just
them.
She just turned 30. She got a year.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's my trial run.
Trial run.
Spend my like block one time.
Girl, cheat on me, I'm leaving. I ain't cheating back. Because what you going to do?
Facts.
The fuck? I'm
you
leaving.
Cheat on me, it's over.
Okay.
I'll make you think
I'm
about
it.
That shit.
You cheat on me, it's over. It's over. It's
now, yeah,
it.
At this age now, it's like,
I love
now,
you.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
do
you
that.
You cheat on this me?
You don't have to cheat
on
this version of me?
You
right.
With that truck outside, we're not going to get stuck in the snow.
I'm mature, guys.
That's
why I'm
you waiting for it to snow, nigga.
There's no snowstorm coming. We ain't going to get stuck in that, but you cheat on this? This? My chain is actually real. All these niggas, the fake shit. You cheat on... Nah, that's not going to work out for me, baby.
Fine, I've matured. I'm not going to cheat back. I'll
you're a liar.
Yeah, you're a liar.
How am I a liar? Because
you're underloved. Oh, yeah. You're underloved, baby girl.
You got
you're
a year. You have a year. You have a year.
No,
a year.
I'm love. I'm love fully and wholly, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Don't become an underloved. Cheating is an underloved thing. That's
okay, well, I don't have
thing.
Those issues.
Amen. Amen.
You should not yet.
Until
the nigga cheated, he's like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to put dick in me, too, to make him feel bad. It ain't gonna feel
yeah, he won't. Bad. He was like, if I cheat back, he can be like, yeah, fuck you.
He might keep you though.
Nah, he not with it.
Why not?
He won't.
He love you to keep you. Any man who say at first they feel like that, but if your chick cheat on you, you find out you like, fuck it. You could keep him. You could keep your girl.
A lot of people keep him.
Yeah, you could keep him. The love will make you stay though. Yo, the love will make you stay.
Yeah.
It's hard, yo.
It depends on why.
Like you say,
it depends
how did she
on
cheat?
Why.
Was she on set with Jackie Chang and things happen? You know what I mean? I get it. Chris Tucker was there.
I think
get it.
For me, the difference would
you cheated on me. You cheated in Brooklyn?
The difference would be, for me, it will hurt differently if it's somebody you meet. It was a fling, a little one night stand, you get drunk, whatever. But then to find out this is somebody who's been around for a year or two.
That's what hurts. This is a real relationship.
I was like, this is not cheating. This is a whole other person
you
love, feelings. Dog. Like, that's, for me, that's a difference. A big difference. Well, for me to decide if I'm going to stay or go. If you had a whole other person you're in love with, I'm out the door immediately.
Oh, man. What?
What'd you say?
Oh, man.
I don't think he saw you.
Man. Yeah. Let's wrap it up, man.
We having fun.
Yeah, we was. We having fun. But we started late.
Yeah, it was fun. We started a little late, engineer.
We started late, and I was keeping
track
of the
other time. She said, go ahead. Five more. Go ahead.
We got five more minutes.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you think?
We ain't going to talk for 5 more. We might as well close it out. Y'all want to jump to something else?
Yeah, what's the last one?
What's the last question?
I don't know.
Business.
Yeah, let's talk about
a lot of love stuff.
Let's talk about being a black.
I don't want nobody to be cheated on. I don't want anyone to be under love.
Because it's sad out here. A lot of people are running around.
Real quick then. Let's talk about black business real quick. Like, how did it feel starting your black business?
I had a couple of black businesses.
Oh, shit.
Remember my little cupcake thing, Jerry? I don't know if you remember that. Yeah, I used to sell hair as well.
You not doing that anymore?
No. Had a good run with that.
All right, go ahead.
It feels great. It's hard work. But it feels good because you're the boss. You're in control.
Yeah.
You put in your own hours. Your own people. You work with who you want to work with.
Right.
So it's a great feeling.
And you just opened up your second store.
Opening up.
When does it open up?
As soon as I pass the inspection.
Oh, you got past inspection and then it's a go.
Then it's a go.
And it's on Parkside.
214 Parkside Avenue.
And what made you want to open up there compared to?
I'm from Flatbush, Jerry. Ocean Avenue between Beverly and Dimmitt Junior High School.
We're going to rep Coney Island. That's what we're going
to
do.
Okay, I'm from Coney Island and Flatbush.
All right.
So I went to public school in Coney Island. I went to public school in Flatbush.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
All your woes is from Coney Island.
All my woes are from Flatbush and Coney Island.
I don't like how you're...
I was living in Flatbush and going to school in Coney Island.
I'm from Flatbush, too. I'm from the 90s. But I'm repping Coney Island.
I'm from Flatbush.
I was born and raised in the 90s. I went to 219.
I don't even know you anymore.
I went to public school in Coney Island.
I went to 288.
You went to 329 what? In the fifth grade? Come on, that don't count.
But I started off in 219. I was like next to all the Bronzeville dudes. You know what I mean? All the crazy dudes and stuff.
You're still living a crazy life.
Yeah. I'm crazy with it. Oh, no, I'm not there.
No, you're not there anymore.
Shit done changed. But you know what I mean? It was crazy. But nah, that's a good thing, man. That's a blessing to, like, come from where we come from, and now you're able to not only open up one successful business, but even start to chain it and open up another one.
Goals.
Even more. You know what I mean? So a round of applause to you. That's dope.
But I just want to say,
we used to light-skinned women being trash because Gina was trash. Gina couldn't cook. She didn't cook for Martin. She made him canned spaghetti and shrimp for him and Biggie Smalls, the number one rapper in the world. She made canned spaghetti and shrimp. Like, Gina fucked y'all up a lot. You know what I mean? But you're bringing light-skinned women back.
Thank you.
You're bringing light-skinned women back. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for this shit. And you let us know if you're going to come get tacos. For those of y'all that don't know, when we do the day party, this is who caters and bring out all the tacos and nachos that you guys like.
She blessed us, what, two, three times?
Blessed us twice. Mm-hmm. Going to be a third time when we
no.
get this spot.
I'm just kidding. That's why she didn't want you to say no.
She tried to line it up, but she already know it's going down. We're going to do something to close out season 3 because we're doing good.
Let's talk about a stigma real quick in the black business. Why all black people like feel like they need discounts on black businesses?
I just think black people feel they need discount anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, but it feel like once.
I think because we're the newest. We are the newest ones, and people watch us from the ground up. Like, these bigger businesses, you see them established already. People are watching you hustle. They're watching you get your t-shirts. They're watching you putting your stuff together. And for them, it's like, I know you're not paying too much money for it, so you could give
me
something.
But we pay more.
We actually do pay more because we're getting smaller amounts. I had to explain that to somebody before. Fashion Nova is buying these dresses by the thousands. They don't have China. They have a warehouse. And they get it from LA. But when I had my business, I could only buy 12 at a time. So my price per unit is actually way higher than Fashion Nova's paying price per unit. So that's why they could charge lower than I am charging. And somebody didn't understand or didn't know that. So you're like, well, why are you charging 40 with Fashion Nova for 25? I'm like,
I just think people, a lot of people, it's not only black people, it's Hispanics, some Caucasians. I just think they're not educated on the whole business in general. And that's why they want a discount.
And sometimes
they don't put they're on the opposite side. So when you're on the opposite side,
they don't care.
You don't give a damn.
You don't care.
To make it that simple.
But when you're on, you see, and this is a good conversation because I've been going to El Jefe for a long time now. And honestly, I never asked for only. I never asked for no discount. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm on both sides. I'm a customer sometimes, and I'm on the side where I want all mine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I hate people to ask for discounts. Honestly, you should have stayed home.
But you know what's so funny? Especially they don't ask us for a lot of discounts. I just think we get a lot of scrutiny. Does it make sense? Like
scrutiny?
Yeah.
Another way around getting at you. You mean
like a lot of complaints? And I've been to a lot of black businesses in Brooklyn. And I'm not saying it because it's my business, but on hospitality, we're on top of our game. You have an issue, you have a problem, we're nipping it in the bud right then and there. Sometimes even when you forget, you don't get what you need in your Uber. We was at a point where we was driving what you was missing to your house. Me personally, I was coming in my car. Oh, you missing a taco? Oh, I'm coming. And I was going to give you 2 extra tacos on top of that. I had a lady come in there the other day. She says to me, oh, the pork wasn't good. The fish wasn't good. The chicken wasn't good. So she came to order a shrimp that she had before. I said, so why you keep coming back if nothing is good? She has so much things. She was like, oh, as a young black business, you're the owner. I just wanted to tell you. You just want to tell me something. But you just gave me so many criticism. You have not said not one good thing.
Right.
And everybody knows the overall rule in business is tell me one good thing before you tell me 10 bad things.
I think a lot of people also just... We've cultured ourselves to put back black businesses at the bottom of the totem pole. So it's like we're quicker to criticize them because, 100%. And like the crazy thing is, like, let's say not every black business is a good business. Every business is a good business, but let's keep it black for now. Yes, a lot of them drop the ball, but if one drops the ball, you boycott all of them, or you just find another black business. You
see, and some just want to take advantage because we look alike.
That's who.
Stop playing that game. Just stop playing that game.
Like, I support all...
If you want to support.
Our black businesses. Like, I order food for my staff, and we order from all the different restaurants in Best Buy. We go to Flatbush. I support when a lot of black business owners are opening restaurants. I talk to them. I help them out. But another thing that I just wanted to just... that was on my mind that I just wanted to explain to you. Also, like, a lot of people saying, oh, you're opening a second store. You're opening a second store. I'm opening a second store because I had to. The demand was there. I messed up a lot on my first store. I needed a bigger kitchen. So that way I can produce better food. It's not that I'm opening, because a lot of people are opening, and I see a lot of black owners, they're just opening restaurants to say, oh, I have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but they're not good. And it's not good. It's making us all look bad. So just to make it clear, we're opening because we need the kitchen space. So when they come to Parkside, they're going to see that our kitchen has quadruple the size. So I'm going from 90 square feet to now 600 square feet of kitchen space. So if it makes sense. Yeah. I'm not doing it just to show everyone, oh, I have a restaurant business. It's really hard. And we want to keep giving your people fresh quality food because we want to make sure our people are good. If it makes sense.
You ain't got to explain that shit.
And this is another reason.
No, I'm just explaining it because.
You're successful. Your joint's doing good. That's why you're doing it. It's not
even that, but I'm expressing it because I want everybody to win. And I see a lot of black business owners are open, but can't handle it just for show, just for Instagram, just to say they have. But. It's hard. It's a hard business. Food is a hard industry.
It needs to be organic. The growth needs to be organic and not just you saying.
You get what I'm saying? If it makes sense.
That's dope.
That's dope.
So I just wanted to end it saying that. Like, we got to grow as a people, as a whole.
And make sure y'all support.
And stop asking for discounts, because every time you ask for a discount for a fucking black business, you're taking it almost directly out of the pocket of somebody you know. You go to H&M and get a discount, it's how much people up? They not feeling that shit. But me, you tell me you want 20% off, it's a direct effect. 100%. So, and your money goes to paying somebody rent, somebody, you know, it goes directly there. Why the fuck would you want a discount on that?
What you said, though, every black business is not a good business. That's right.
It's
but
not.
But we do have to stop over analyzing and criticizing the black business and
give
putting it down.
Constructive criticism.
100%.
Constructive criticism. If I have 5 people come and give me feedback and I was welcome to it and they were very professional, they told me what it is I was doing and I was receptive of it, I changed it. But there's some people who just want to make you look bad. The intent is to make you look bad. Like, no, the intent is to help grow, like you said, and has make us do better. It's different from trying to make somebody look bad.
That's 100% fact.
Support us all, man. Support all black businesses, man. And stop all critiquing of them. And shit.
I deliberately buy black.
Continue to critique, but critique
constructively.
But you shouldn't go there. You shouldn't go there with the purpose to do so. And I feel like that's what people are doing. Mm-hmm. They're going there with the purpose to give you some kind of criticism.
Or bitch, they're expecting you to fail.
Come here and do your thing. Like, you understand? Come here and do your thing or stay home. And it's a very simple fucking thing. It's not, you don't have to come here and tell me what you would do different. This ain't, I'm not open to ideas right now, nigga. Support the business, eat the fucking tacos, have a fucking El Jefe drink, and go sit down. And sometimes you got to do just that.
And you also have to give us the same leniency you give the bigger businesses, because Fashion Nova could delay your order 3 weeks and you would just be like, I can't stand Fashion
right,
Nova.
You're going to take it right on the chin.
You order something from me 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the night, emailing me, where's my tracking number? Are you fucking kidding me? It's not even the first business processing day yet. But they'll say I'm a bad business or I'm poor in business. Like, you...
People like that.
But again, they haven't put themselves in your shoes yet, or they haven't.
No, they've cultured themselves to just literally shit on us.
She's in the other room, son.
That's what they did. They've cultured themselves to just shit on us. And I'm speaking as a business owner and friends of business owners too. Like, this is something we all deal with. This is a thread that runs through all of us. We're trying to be better. We're trying to give you. Mm-hmm. And when
we're
you
trying,
take,
we doing.
We doing it too. But if you take business away from us, you don't give us the opportunity to be better. How can you expect me to be a great basketball player if you don't give me the practice? You don't put me in the game. You don't give me time to rehearse time to do whatever.
They're not coming in.
They're
coming in hoping you know how to play already. They're not coming in for practice.
Even LeBron James still goes to fucking practice, dog. Yeah, it's ongoing. It never stops.
You know what? You got to do business with people that understand the process. That's it.
And we also have to do business on a level of we have to be copycats, and we have to look at other big businesses and mm-hmm. how they're doing their systems and how they're running their operations. Because mm-hmm. a lot of us feel like, oh, we little.
Crazy enough.
Or we're a little business. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You still need the same mannerisms. You still need to open up on time.
Yes.
You still have to have what what's on your menu. Yeah. Your menu says you have fried chicken. You need to have fried chicken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I battle with that.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's something that you learn along the way. Like mm-hmm. you said, practice. But they expect a certain... how can I say? What's that word?
They expect you to just get it right the first time.
They expect, but it's okay for them to expect that. They have a high expectations for you, so that should push you more to get it right. Mm-hmm.
That's fair, but if I drop the ball, you can respectfully let me know. You don't have to make it a smear campaign.
That would kind of be imaginary.
What you mean? If I drop the ball and I'm because I've dropped the ball as a business owner, and I've had people who are understanding of it, and I was communicating with them, I was being fair, I was doing what I could do to fix the problem. But there's people who you drop the ball, you still do all this shit for them, and they still go try to smear you. Like, yeah, we're going to make mistakes along the way.
That's expected. That's expected of you. Mm-hmm. That's what they expect. So, like, if that happens, you got to realize that people are different. They're all not going to be the same. They're not going to understand you. They're all not going to be like, oh, okay, you should have did it the right way. Well, next time you're going to... No. They're coming head on. Like, they're waiting for LeBron to fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, like now, they playing harder because he's not making a playoff.
Yeah, he got a whole team behind him, though, to make sure he doesn't fuck up.
Yep.
And that's what we need, a team.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we get, like today's going, we get lazy on it. No, we got to be on top of our game, too. I don't care if you're a small business. I don't care if you selling one T-shirt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Be on top of your shit.
Be on top of your shit.
Make sure your shit is right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make sure from your tacos to the parties, everything going to be all right. You know what I mean? So when you go to El Jefe, bite into that, go get a wig over there, and then you come to me this Friday for my 35th B-Day bash, and we're going to make sure everything's right. My man Lai about to wrap it up. Lai, you can do
it. We definitely about to wrap it up. We want to thank her for coming out. Everybody throw your shout-outs. Let's go.
Yo, shout-out to everybody who has been super supportive of what I'm going through. Registry is not literally one item. Thank you so much for all of your love, support, and kind words. Bad Gal Ting is officially coming back next week. All of my products and stuff are coming back, so I'll be able to make y'all wigs and everything y'all like. And I have some newer products coming in, so look out for that. Also, Bad Gal Ting times 592 Mass, we are going home for Guyana Carnival, and I have a really good project in line set up for Guyana Carnival, so look out for that this week as well. We launch on Wednesday, and I'm so excited about it. I'm so happy about it, and I can't wait to go home, and I can't wait to show you what I have to give you. It's going to be so great. And last but certainly not least, shout out to my cookie, Level Up Car Wash, 347-356-4855. Get your washes after the snow melts or whatever, y'all, your trash and the salt over the place. Call him, give him business, so he can take me out on dates.
Oni, let's go.
dope. Support him.
That's every week, yeah.
Shout out to all my supporters. Shout out to you guys for having me here today. Appreciate the love. We wouldn't be here. El Jefe wouldn't be here, and El Jefe Park would not be here without all of you guys. I really appreciate y'all and my strong team, Lou, Jamal, and everybody else. Thank you. And let's keep going. Let's keep black going. Let's keep black strong. I think 2019 is black, the year of the blacks.
Not black, black. But
not
like
black, black.
Black people.
Not black.
African-American.
African-American. Yeah. It's a year for everybody, but I'm so happy with our culture. I'm so happy with...
Culture's moving in the right direction.
We're in the right direction. We have the right people in line, and they're motivating me, and I'm happy about that.
That's what's up. All right. BrownHolyWaterPodcast.com. Get your shirts and your hoodies. You know, I'm a little black business. So
stop saying little.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, Handsome 15 Instagram, and y'all just be great this week. You know what I'm saying? Snowstorm. Be careful. Wear condoms, you know. People get pregnant on snowstorm days. And take it easy, man. See you Friday at Black Party, you heard?
Yeah, yeah. Eat.
I'll be there.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, man. The real one. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get into character. See, the truth is that, you know, a lot of times.
You like Luke Cage.
A lot of times, you know what I mean? We don't know what it is or how it is. You know what I mean? So I'm going to tell you this. I got a lot of surprises coming out this Friday, man. I got a lot of people coming out to come show me love. When you a real one, people show you love the long way. You can be a part of that. Don't be a hater. Don't stay home. Don't be a hater. Come on out. Come be with us. Free Ciroc between 10 and 12. It's free. You don't got to pay for it. They're going to give it to you. You don't got to ask. Just stick your hand out.
The bombs
going to give it to you. It's going to be free. Then at 12, the sparkle's going to come out. You get to see the real shit. You get to see who got money and who don't. I'm one of them niggas that got the money. Yeah. I see you Friday. Oh, bar. Y'all already know what it is. Go by the name of Black Success Engineer. You get us the fuck out of here. Yave Tequila. El Jefe.
I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown.